Welcome to Green by Nature, the brand new podcast from Greenbelt Group, the UK's leading organisation for responsible land stewardship in home developments. This is the place to be if you want to enjoy a deeper understanding of what's really happening in the business of house building and land management. From the vital grassroots work to the decision-making boardrooms, every episode we chat with industry experts and leading commentators to get to the heart of the news, views and important events. We promised you that in this episode of Green by Nature, we'd tackle what is seen by many as the biggest existential threat to house building and land stewardship. And that threat is... You'll have to wait a little longer for the main event, but first we'd like to warm up by taking on some of the other heavyweight challenges in the sector, while at the same time identifying land management solutions that can stand up and defend developers, land stewards and homeowners. And who better to get in the ring for us than Robin Waddle? Robin is the Business Development Director with Greenbelt Group, having worked with the company for no fewer than 22 years. Hello, Robin, and welcome to the podcast. Can we begin by looking at the main challenges you're finding at the moment for house builders? And what do you think they will be in the near future?
Well, at the current time, the biggest challenge is this rise in interest rates, which is preventing first-time buyers getting on the market, and then that creates a push from the bottom of the market up, and therefore people who are then looking to move into detached or semi-detached or terraced new build housing can't actually move because there's no one there to buy their property. So that's the biggest challenge for house builders. They're not able to sell as many properties. The other big challenge is the planning problem at the moment. There's lots of problems with red tape and bureaucracy within the planning system, which is holding back planning consents, which is stopping builders actually starting new sites as well. There are other restrictions, especially in England, Wales, with the situation, this nutrients neutrality issue with regards to catchment areas within England. Certain, I think about 32 catchment areas are affected by it, whereby, which actually covers virtually the whole area of England, especially, is that developers can't actually get consents to build because Natural England have deemed that the water courses in those catchment areas are currently too polluted with runoff from phosphates and nitrates. And unfortunately, even though the cause of this problem isn't anything to do with house builders, it's house builders that are on the hook to try and fix it. So that's another big problem that's holding back the market.
Can you describe how Greenbelt Group's experts can deliver new governance solutions? I'm thinking sort of long-term stewardship of garden villages and new towns.
Yeah, so at Greenbelt, we've amassed personnel, employees who have expertise in various aspects of stewardship, from not only to from land management, landscape design, but also forestry, and then also conveyance experts. Our legal team has grown in. And we've accumulated a lot of knowledge in the last 25 years managing open spaces on residential sites. So we know what it takes to maintain the sites. And that's actually the easy part. It's then managing it, managing expectations, managing the people who use the open spaces and that live next to them, and managing their expectations. So with that, we've, in the last, say, 12 years, really focused in and making sure residents get the right information when they buy their houses. But it's not just the residents, just making sure that the developers on the site and the local planning authorities are fully aware of what we're going to do. And we offer lots of opportunities for developers to lay out the open spaces using ourselves or with us as acting as a supervisory aspect to it. Sometimes we will do the work ourselves if we can, and then we know for sure that it's been laid out properly. Because we usually, and most of our sites, take a long-term interest historically, Greenbelt have always taken a freehold transfer or ownership of these areas of open space. We take particular attention and have a vested interest to make sure these areas are properly laid out. And there's no so we don't at the, we're not faced with enforcement action down the line or failures that then will cost the residents who will end up having to pick up the tab. So we want to make sure that everything that is being handed over is done properly. And sometimes we put the developers through a little bit of pain to make sure that these areas are properly laid out, but it's for their benefit and our benefit and the residents' benefit that it's all done properly.
It sounds like future-proofing house building and land stewardship is right up there as a priority for Greenbelt Group. But have you got any other calls to arms? And yes, I'm afraid, Robin, it is now time to answer the question. What is the biggest, baddest challenge of them all?
Yeah, well, our biggest one is this current issue at the moment, and we can see how it's all come about, but it's this trend to pass absolutely everything, all liability of these open spaces onto residents. Now, resident-owned or resident-led open space management or property management schemes can work well if it's small, if they're small defined areas and they're quite straightforward to manage. But on most residential sites nowadays, open spaces become much more complex. The days of just grass, trees and shrubs have now kind of gone. It's now open space on these new residential sites contain equipped play areas of various grades, multi-use games areas, complex drainage systems above ground and below ground. And now with the onset of biodiversity net gain obligations, it really places a lot more intense obligation on whoever's going to manage it, and more so whoever's going to own it. In most cases, homeowners are just do not have the equipment and the experience to manage these, and are left to then instruct agents to manage these areas on their behalf. And the agents that are being used, in most cases, don't have any experience in managing complex open space. They may be brilliant at managing apartment blocks and built development areas, but when it comes to ensuring open space obligations are properly met and properly managed, and management works are phased in and programmed over time, we find that that's not being done. A lot of it's getting missed, and the residents who are in charge will quite often ask for certain works not to be done because they know there's a cost to it. And so those important management works just don't get done. And so what we're beginning to see is a slow erosion in open spaces. And it was well intended because I think house builders currently think that this is doing good, passing ownership and full control to the residents, which on paper it sounds a great idea. The reality is that it's not happening that way. Yes, give residents a clear opportunity to exercise control and build in an exit strategy for them if for any reason their management body is not performing. Absolutely, that's really important. But it's really important to realise that actually allowing open spaces to establish, and that takes time, and allowing the residents on a new build site to settle in is really important. And having this constant churn of managing agents on sites where residents just want to constantly get a cheaper deal is not doing anyone any long-term favours.
Thanks, Robin. Well, on that call to action, that's it for this episode of Green by Nature. Music is King of the Dance Floor by Strange Crazy. You can access more information on greenbelt.co.uk. Thanks for listening, and don't miss our next episode and the chance to meet the horticultural heroes who just can't stop winning awards.